Although he lives in Sitka now, John Stein was the mayor of Wasilla from 1985 to 1996. Wasilla had a population of about 5,000 at the time. The mayor earned a salary and administered the city. Stein says he recognized Palin's value as an energetic, well-spoken community activist and encouraged her to become involved in local government.
Sarah was an up-and-coming personality in Wasilla, and we'd formed an organization called Watch on Wasilla, W-O-W. And Sarah was invited to some of those meetings, and we encouraged her to run for Wasilla City Council, which she did and was elected.
That was in 1992. During her second term on the council, Stein says that Palin set her sights on the mayor's office. She eventually won, but Stein said it was not a typical local race for Alaska, where candidates usually leave their ideologies at the door to talk about roads, water, sewer, and police.
The fundamental Christian values were very much part of her background, and the election, interestingly enough, tend to turn around the abortion issue. So John Stein, pro-choice, Sarah Palin, anti-abortion, and that was heavily promoted by local, state, and I think even national anti-choice groups.
Stein believes this contentious incursion of partisan politics into a local election eventually paved the way for Palin to transition to state government. Although Wasilla is small by national standards, it is the commercial center of the Mat-Su Borough, Alaska's most rapidly growing region. Mayor Palin was chosen by Republican Governor Frank Murkowski for the state's Oil and Gas Commission. While Palin is credited with exposing ethics violations on the commission, Stein thinks the effort did more to raise Palin's profile than punish the fellow Republicans she exposed. He actually credits the GOP in Alaska for recognizing her potential.
I think one of the great successes of the Republican Party in Alaska is long-term planning. I really believe that there are brilliant minds at work looking long-term at how to secure political power, and I would not be a bit surprised that there was that amount of forethought put into a strong candidate to move her way up.
Stein says he learned of Palin's selection to the Republican ticket at the same time as the rest of us did when he woke up at 7 a.m. to rampant speculation on National Public Radio that the McCain campaign had flown Palin to Dayton, Ohio, where the official announcement shortly followed. Stein says his phone started ringing at that time and hasn't stopped since. Stein was the administrator of Sitka until about 6 months ago. He had a number of occasions in the job to interact with Governor Palin and her administration since she took office in 2006, and he has few complaints about her service. Stein wants no role as a kingmaker for encouraging a young Wasilla hockey mom's entry into local politics over a decade ago. In fact, when I asked him about it, he claimed a decidedly mixed record on that account.
The reality is sort of settling on us that she's going to be the GOP's, half of the GOP ticket, and in some small way you helped give her start.
I will also remind you that I did the same for Vic Coring, and we see where he is right now. So.
Wasilla Representative Vic Coring is one of four state legislators indicted on bribery and corruption charges. He was convicted and is serving a 3.5-year prison term. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.